Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, word is out now that the deadly Ebola virus is moving faster and more viciously than thought. Right now, it has killed more than 700 people in West Africa, and they say it is moving faster than efforts to control the disease. This is according to the World Health Organization. So while we are watching this and looking at it in fear and scared to death at the speed of the spread, we have two people with Ebola coming to America. They are flying two people with Ebola to the United States. Now, that has caused huge, huge outrage, as we're hearing for weeks now how we need to contain this. But we'll tell you why they're bringing two Americans over. We do take care of our own. I'm proud of that. But what could possibly be the complications of us bringing over two people infected with Ebola? All right. We have a man who has to have his penis reattached because a neighbor's mastiff bit it off. I think we need to talk about how to protect your jewels from animals. I mean, that I don't understand. Why aren't you guys wearing pants? Okay? Wear some pants. Obamacare may be heading back to the Supreme Court for them to peruse it again. We'll talk about why. And 10 tips to a happy life. Okay. Yeah. One, no Obamacare. Two, no Ebola. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So Ebola is coming to the United States on purpose. Nancy Reitbaugh and Dr. Kent Brantley, who very tragically have been infected with Ebola, all right, who were over there doing missionary work, I mean, helping save lives. Unfortunately, they have become victims themselves. And Dr. Kent Brantley and Nancy Reitbaugh are being flown to the United States in isolation pods, each separately. Dr. Kent Brantley is coming to Atlanta. Nancy is going to be going to an undisclosed location, probably because after they saw the backlash, they are afraid for her safety. And this, I mean, people are scared to death out here about Ebola. I hope these two get a lot of protection because somebody may want to take matters into their own hands because they think the government is doing something stupid. Now, let's quickly talk about what's going on. All right, so they are being flown from Liberia to Atlanta. All right, the second one, we don't know which exact location. From what we understand, this Dr. Kent Brantley is a hero. He was able to get some sort of treatment. We think a serum from an infected individual that lived through it. And I guess there was only one dose. And he very valiantly said to give it to Nancy. Very good guy. You know, I mean, this is what we doctors do. And this guy, as far as I'm concerned, is a hero, an absolute hero. Unfortunately, they are both in grave condition. So in order to take care of them, they are being brought to the United States. All right? The CDC is based in Atlanta. Now, some of you, all right, I understand, okay, because I was shocked by this, too. I'm like, well, first of all, how are they getting to the United States? All right? Are they going to be first stopping in Spain? then going to London Heathrow, heading over to JFK, doing a quick commuter flight in Washington, D.C. to head down to Atlanta, or would they be going straight to Brazil, then going up to Costa Rica, then maybe doing a quick layover in Mexico City, going up through Texas, getting on an, apparently they may have to flip over to United Airlines, go to an O'Hare International in Chicago to get to that hub, then fly to Arizona to pick up a Southwest Airlines flight, because you got to go by the hubs, because, you know, if the government's doing this, we don't know what money they're spending. Head over from Phoenix over to JFK, and then from JFK to Washington, to Nashville, Frankfurt, now down to Atlanta. So I'm not sure how many stopovers or layovers, and I don't know how good this isolation pod is. So I'm just as nervous as you all right? However, all right, let's look at what maybe their reasoning is, okay? Now, I don't know if they've admitted this yet, but my guess is they want, the CDC wants their best of their best to get their hands on these patients and start making vaccines and figure out what else they could do. We had a report yesterday that came out saying a vaccine for Ebola could take up to 20 years. We were like, what? Then we got another report saying they're going to work faster, and I'll tell you about that, too, in the next segment. All right, so while everybody's kind of freaking out, I think even Donald Trump freaked out. Donald Trump tweeted, Ebola patient will be brought to the U.S. in a few days. Now I know for sure that our leaders are incompetent. Keep them out of here. Now, okay, you know, mind you, okay, these two are heroes. Okay, I can't stand when something bad happens to somebody that was doing good, and then we as Americans don't have their back. You know, like when one of our soldiers gets abducted, all right, in the olden days, oh my gosh, I mean, that country would be, it would be like Israeli style where, you know, we support our soldiers. I mean, you take one of us, you've taken on all of us type of approach. And America these days doesn't really have that, they don't really take on that stance. Where if something happens to one of our soldiers stuck in Mexico, stuck in, taken as a prisoner, etc., there's all this wishy-washy political correct stuff, and it looks like we don't have their back, which is very frustrating. So bravo for the Americans saying, look, we have their back, we're going to take care of them, and we're going to get them better, but do they have to come back to the United States? Okay, why can't we bring medicine to them? Why can't we have an isolated location away from the Ebola outbreak, like some isolated island, all right, and we have a CDC center post there, so we don't have to bring Ebola onto our borders or any other borders. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Another story we need to talk about later this hour is how birth control pills may be putting us at increased risk for breast cancer. I know. Do we have any good news today? Well, let's go back to Ebola. Apparently, there was a little bit of good news. Apparently, there was an experimental
sort of treatment. And this is something that was flown out to Nancy Reitbol, one of the victims, American victims of Ebola, in West Africa. Dr. Brantley is being flown, as well as Nancy, to America with while being infected with Ebola for the CDC to get their hands on him, try to help him, as well as try to figure out what's going on with this disease and virus. Of course, it's scaring us Americans to death that here we have a big, huge Atlantic Ocean separating Ebola temporarily from us, and us worried about people flying to the United States with Ebola, and we're just flying people over ourselves. We're just kind of helping things along. And if they screw this up, people can die. Now, what had happened was there was an experimental serum that they were going to, only one of them had come over, so the doctor very gallantly said, give it to her. And now they're both coming over, one to Atlanta, the other one to an undisclosed location. Ms. Reitbol right now is in stable but serious condition after receiving the experimental drug. We'll see how she's doing. So, how are they coming over? Well, they're in these isolation pods. They're a tent-like structure called an aeromedical biological containment system. This allows officials to move highly contagious patients without fear of exposure to pathogens. I mean, I'm looking at it. No zip ties. I see little bows and little ties and a lot of plastic and cellophane. I mean, I'm sure they put a lot of thought and a lot of work into this. It's just Ebola, my guess, is smarter than man. I think a lot of viruses are. You know, and women, men and women. Anyway, inside the aircraft, they're going to be in this tent-like structure. According to WXIA, Emory's isolation unit is on the ground floor and has three beds with the highest standards in negative pressure, air handling, HEPA filtration, and exhaust. They said when this unit was being built, we hoped we'd never have to use this space to treat a serious communicable disease, according to Emory epidemiologist Bruce Rivner. But that is what's going to happen. All right, so Gulfstream 3 took off from Cartersville, Georgia. They are going to collect the Ebola patients. So, all right, while everybody's freaking out, they're like, well, what should we do? Well, okay, I mean, you know, do I think the CDC could contain it? I do. I mean, you know, my worry, the incubation period of Ebola could be anywhere from 2 days to 21 days, which means somebody who at the start of this, who decided to get the hell out of Dodge and fly to the United States without knowing they were infected, and then, you know, could be in one of our hospitals, who knows, on the Eastern Seaboard or West Coast, whatever, vomiting and coughing up blood and bleeding out of their orifices and high fever, etc., there's a chance that it could already be here. I mean, we've all seen outbreak, which I suggest we see again. Contagion, I haven't seen as many times as outbreak, so it doesn't stick in my mind as much. But very similar can happen. I mean, you know, they make these movies and it scares us all. But, I mean, even though it's not airborne, it's human-to-human transmission. And you've seen airplanes these days, right? These airplanes are ridiculous. I have never touched so many strangers in my life. You know, I find it very, very odd that I'm sitting in a seat next to some man I don't know and our arms are touching for five. I mean, you know, you try to kind of bring your shoulder to shoulder. There's no room. There's no room. And if you're in the middle seat, you're touching two other people. And people are coughing and spraying and spit is landing on your little tray table. And so, yeah, I really think that this human-to-human transmission, whether it's oral fecal route or bodily fluid route, etc., respiratory droplet, I think there's all this potential. Now, it's not supposed to be contagious like the flu. It's not supposed to do that. However, we are seeing rapid spread in West Africa. Why? You know, they say, well, you know, they have the ritual of washing their dead. And, well, yeah, I can understand if people are washing their dead, then they get sick. But I think it's not just people washing their dead. What would I have done? I would have, you know, I didn't realize that there's a lot of these little bitty islands. that rich people buy. I didn't know you could buy an island. Apparently, there's lots of little bitty islands that rich people have, and they have their own island. Now, I don't know if they have their own landing. I don't know if they have their own landing strip or how they get to this island. If they have to land, obviously, in some major city and then take a boat to go out to their island. But I would suggest, with all the money that the government makes, and they make a lot of money. I know they say they're in debt, but it's just because they mismanage their money. If they could maybe change the way they manage their money and purchase one of these isolated islands, have a means for plane landing, port, harbor, etc., a means to get medications out there, and we have a CDC facility on one of those islands, if we don't already. And you bring the patient to there, and that's where you could treat, test, etc., without possibly infecting the whole country. That's what I would suggest. But no, they'd rather spend their money on Obamacare. All right, now, another report, they say an experimental Ebola vaccine will be tested on people next month as the U.S. is finally getting their act together, all right, and making this hopefully move a little faster. Doesn't that confuse you? You hear these stories that these vaccines or medications could take 20 years, and then all of a sudden there's a report the next day saying, oh, you know what, we're going to start testing you guys in a month. You're like, wait, you said what? Wait, something's not right here. Right? Just like throwing Osama bin Laden into the ocean, right? Minutes before you let all of us know that he was killed. Like, wait a second, you threw him into the ocean? Wait, really? You tell us you just got killed and then you just dump him in the ocean. Right? Something's just not right. All right, now, the current Ebola outbreak is the worst since Ebola was discovered back in 1976. We already talked about the history of Ebola, right? All right. Thus far, there's been 1,200 cases. 700 people have died from what we understand, close to 700. Four drugs right now are in developmental stage in the U.S. There's no cure. There's no vaccine. What they're doing is they're using, like, for example, with these American aid workers, and I mean, God bless them for what they've been through. You know, and it's so tragic what's happening to them. But things can be more tragic, which is why we have to do this smartly. They were trying to use like a serum made from an Ebola patient that lived. And if he had antibodies and was able to be immune, you find somebody who's immune, and then you make a vaccine. That's a very good way to do it. Another good way to do it is you get the Ebola virus. You find a way to kill it but still keep its shell, like we do with the flu, you know, vaccine, so that your body could see a non-pathogenic shell of the virus to make antibodies, so when the real thing comes to you, it doesn't get affected. If we ever get this Ebola vaccine, would I recommend everybody take it? Absolutely. Once it's tested for safety and we know it's safe, absolutely. The National Institutes of Health Infectious Disease Unit has been working with the FDA to put the vaccine through trials as quickly as possible. Now, again, when you do trials, one of the reasons why the 20-year number comes into play is because you want to make sure that there's no sequelae, long-term sequelae, of getting these vaccines. However, the government can justify us hurrying things up because if people are dying rapidly from this, not a lot of people are going to care about maybe them being prone to lung cancer or getting diabetes or some of the other things that they watch for over the next few decades from the vaccine. They're just going to make it and say, look, people are dying, just like the swine flu. All right, so let me see what else we know about these. The researchers say that there's been a lack of funding. That's been also threatening the speed. Dr. Thomas Geisbert of the University of Texas thinks the vaccine will be approved in the next 2 to 6 years. They need to, like, move like lightning. This is kind of ridiculous. If they test it on humans in a month, all right, how quickly from that time? Again, it all depends on how long they want to watch him for adverse effects. And then not only do they have to give them the vaccine, they got to wait weeks for it to take hold. Vaccines don't work right away. It takes a while to prime the immune system, a few weeks at least. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so last night we heard that women who use certain types of birth control pills may be at higher risk for developing breast cancer within the following year. Are you kidding me? All right, but a lot of us have been moving towards the lower estrogen birth control pills, so we're probably okay. Okay? Now, I know I'm on an IUD.
All right. I've showed you guys many pictures. We've talked about the insertion. I lost it a couple times at Walmart. So we've spent a lot of time talking about that. That wouldn't apply to this. This is just birth control pills, all right? In the study, the researchers concluded that the potential increased risk for birth control varied depending on the type of birth control you used. So high-dose estrogen birth control pills was related to a 2.7-fold increase in breast cancer risk. And the use of moderate-dose estrogen was linked to a 1.6-fold increase. Pills containing the ethinidyl diacetate were related to a 2.6-fold higher risk. The triphasic combination pills that had 0.75 milligrams of norethindrone increased the risk 3.1-fold. All right. One of my very first birth control pills had the norethindrone in it, and I mean, it worked. I felt good. Estrogen makes you feel good. It's a steroid. Estrogen, testosterone. I had a patient who was given these testosterone pellets by his doctor. Comes in to see me. His triglycerides were over 400. The fats in his blood. He's like, my triglycerides have never been that high. I go, I bet it's the testosterone. Remember, these hormones, they do a lot. They do a lot of good, but they can also do a lot of bad. The investigation did not link low-dose estrogen birth control pills with an increased breast cancer risk. So your job is to take a look at your breast cancer. Take a look at your birth control pill. Take a look at the type of estrogen and the dosing of the estrogen. Some of you guys with the 25 mics, etc., those are considered lower dose. So their results suggest that use of the contemporary oral contraceptives, hence birth control pills, in the past year is associated with an increased breast cancer risk relative to never or former oral contraceptive use. Now, some of you are probably saying, wait, what? People have been on birth control pills since the 60s. Why now? Well, okay, there could be a few things going on, all right? Maybe it's because there's a constellation of things going on. Okay, now mind you, breast cancer hits 1 in 8 women. And women have been having breast cancer for years. I mean, I don't see so much an increase incidence in breast cancer. We have a lot of women that get affected with breast cancer. They do. Now, remember, in the 70s and 80s, if women were dying earlier, you wouldn't see them hit 60, 70, etc. Now, the study, though, is talking about how if you're on birth control pills, roughly your risk is already increased the next year. So are we looking at more younger women having breast cancer? And is that at the fault of the birth control pill? Or are women who have taken birth control pills, by the time they're in their 60s or 70s, they're going to get hit with breast cancer? The problem is most women at one point or another take the birth control pill, except certain groups, certain religious groups that do not. So if you have certain religious groups that do not take birth control, those are the people you should probably look at and see if they have less incidence of certain things. You see what I mean? You could take nuns. You could take very religious Jews, very religious Catholics, very religious anybody that doesn't take birth control pills. Very easy. Take a look and see. Now, mind you, a lot of people that are also very, very religious aren't overweight. Obesity is huge. It's a very, very huge risk factor for breast cancer. Not breastfeeding is a huge risk factor for breast cancer. Now, in the olden days, if you didn't take birth control and you wanted to have a big family, you were more likely to be breastfeeding that big family. So somebody could say, well, they didn't use a birth control pill, they didn't get cancer. Yeah, but if they breastfed a lot, that protected them too. In this study, researchers examined health records and oral contraceptive use in 1,100 women aged 20 to 49 diagnosed with breast cancer and 21,000 women without breast cancer in the same group. Now, did you hear that? Ages 20 to 49. To me, that's called young woman breast cancer. All right? You're 48 years old and you get afflicted with breast cancer? To me, that's still young. Unlike some other studies on the safety of contraceptive use that relied on data looking at self-report, this actually looked at the electronic pharmacy records. So rather than somebody saying, yeah, I had breast cancer, they could actually see if they were treated. All right. She noted that 1,100 women of the city who had breast cancer, only 93 were on oral contraceptives longer than 6 months, and only 30 of them took the types of oral contraceptives that were suggested to increase the risk of breast cancer. So they said no major general conclusions could be drawn, but they say the low-dose monophasic pills appear to be not associated with increased risk. So what do we do with a study like this? All right. Well, one is we need to take a look at what you're taking. All right. If you could take the medication that does the job it has to, using the least amount of milligrams to do it, I think that's better. All right. I've told people that with their cholesterol medication. Do you really need 80 milligrams or can you get by with 40? If it's doing the job and it's doing the job right, then use the lowest amount that works. See, unfortunately, we have people and doctors and medical providers that do things differently than me. I wish everybody did things the way I did it because I think I do things right. All right. There's some doctors out there that'll take a new cholesterol patient, somebody, you know, brand new cholesterol patient, and goes, you know what? I'm going to throw you on 40 milligrams of Lipitor. And true story, that threw the person into rhabdomyolysis. Right, their muscles started to damage. He had to be in the ICU. It was some dangerous stuff. Now, I'm like, no, no, no. We're going to ease into it, right? Like, ease on down the road. We're going to ease into it. So we're going to start with some 10, then go up to 20, etc. Same things with birth control. I don't like to put you on the biggest, strongest birth control ever. Now, mind you, we're talking about birth control. We want to make sure this is done right. But you look at the patient, you look at their body size, body type, you see if, you know, maybe do you need to go a little stronger, take a look. But you see if a birth control pill that can do that, right, using less estrogen, I would say go with that. Now, mind you, less estrogen could be a problem. The reason why a lot of women don't like the less estrogen is many times you could have breakthrough bleeding. All right? Breakthrough bleeding could happen if there's not enough progesterone in it, all right, or not enough estrogen. So sometimes we add a little stronger birth control pill to stop the breakthrough bleeding. A lot of you complain those low-dose estrogen pills are just not working for you. I get that. You know, I get that. Like the low estrogen 120, I get that. I get that. All right? But still, talk to your doctor, medical provider, et cetera. Find out what could work for you. Try the monophasic pills. And remember, you're supposed to be wearing condoms anyway. All right? I mean, don't expect any of these birth control pills to be 100%. I can't tell you how many of my patients got pregnant on the pill. Not because I'm the one that gave them the pill, but I had patients who had said they had gotten pregnant. Yeah, I gave them the wrong pill. No, they said they had gotten pregnant on the pill. I have family members that got pregnant on the pill. Did they take it correctly? Did it not metabolize? Did it not do the job? The pill is supposed to be 97% effective. The pill is not 100% effective. So you should still consider other forms of birth control if you don't want to get pregnant. So, and if that's the case, maybe you can experiment with a lower dose birth control, but make sure you talk to your medical provider about that. In the meantime, if you are younger and you have been on birth control and you're listening to these Obamacare guidelines of don't even go for a mammogram till you're over 50, I would say hell to the no. And again, go back to the 35 to 40 screening mammogram. When you're between 35 and 40, get a screening mammogram. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Pope, Pope Francis, has given us the top 10 tips for a happy life. I like this guy. I like him a lot. That's one thing that is on my bucket list. I want to meet the Pope. I do. I don't know if I ever will. I mean, I know we all do. We all want to meet and touch and be blessed. I mean, it's something that, I feel like my life will not be fulfilled. It's one of those things where I love religion. I really do. And, you know, when I see him, he seems so approachable. You know, he seems like somebody you could just kind of sit there and shoot the breeze with. Hopefully one day, you could only hope. But anyway, he has given us some advice, some keys to a happy life. Number one, live and let live. He said everybody should be guided by this principle. All right? I guess it has a similar expression in Rome with the saying, move forward and let others do the same. So live and let live. He also recommends for a happy life, generosity. Be giving of yourself to others. If you withdraw into yourself, you run the risk of becoming egocentric, and stagnant water becomes putrid. He's right. Generosity, extremely important. You know, anytime I feel like I'm in a little slump or in a little funk, I decide to help out a charity, and oh my gosh, it makes me feel so much better. It makes me feel better about myself. Things are shinier. I think God's happy with me. I'm happy. Other people are smiling. You know, I mean, there's not really anything bad to come out of helping a charity. I mean, you know, think about it. I mean, unless it's a bad charity. They said proceed calmly in life. I am calm. They say the Pope, according to Daily Mail, used an image from an Argentine novel by Ricardo Giraldes. I guess it looks back on how he lived. He said that in his youth, he was a stream full of rocks that he carried with him as an adult, a rushing river, and in old age, he was still moving but slowly like a pool of water. The Pope said, he said he likes this latter image of a pool of water to have the ability to move with kindness and humility, a calmness in life. I think if you don't have a self-calm, you can't live a long, happy, healthy life. I notice on my days when I just want to have a BF and complain and gripe and whatever, nothing gets done. I almost get hit by a car. My whole day seems ruined. And no, you know, but if you're like, you want to know what? Ain't nothing but a chicken wing. And you come to work, and I'm like, well, no, I'm not saying everybody should smoke pot. I understand. But I got to admit, I mean, my marijuana smoking patients, they do seem to be healthier. I don't have issues with their blood pressure and their, you know, diabetes and their cholesterol like I do with everybody else. But still, on the days when I myself feel calm, maybe I had my little baby chocolate bar to help my serotonin, whatever, things just happen better. Leisure. Make sure you have leisure. He suggests families turn off the TV when they sit down and eat. Okay? Children have to play together. Sundays. He said these should be holidays. Workers should have Sundays off because Sunday is for family. For young people, find innovative ways to create dignified jobs for young people. We need to be more creative with young people. If they have no opportunities, they will get into drugs and be more vulnerable to suicide. It's not enough to give these kids food. Dignity is given to you when you can bring food home from one's own labor. This guy's a smart guy. Next, respect nature. Environmental ruination is one of the biggest challenges we have. All right, isn't humanity committing suicide with this indiscriminate and tyrannical use of nature? I dig that. I love nature. I love trees. I love flowers. I love what God gave us. I'm with him on that. Positivity. Needing to talk badly about others indicates low self-esteem. Listen, I try to be positive, but with this Obamacare thing and the government doing the stupid stuff that they do, sometimes I can't be as positive as I want to. All right, but anyway, be more positive. Respect others' beliefs. We can inspire others through witness so that one grows together in communicating, but the worst thing of all is religious proselytism. So he's recommending that people don't proselytize each other. And then peace. We are living in a time of many wars. He said the call for peace should be shouted. Peace sometimes gives the impression of being quiet, but it's never quiet. Peace is always proactive and dynamic. Now, this is true. Peace is proactive. You know, we're watching what's going on with Israel and Gaza. And I mean, it's pretty horrifying. Israel
one of the most phenomenal countries out there. And America and Israel have relationships beyond what we even know about in terms of their intelligence, etc. And Israel is vital for America's safety, especially when it comes to the Middle East, with all the information and technology and all the work Israel does. And the relationship between Israel and America is nearly like twins, all right? And we don't see it politically, like what just happened with the Senate, all right? You know, a bill didn't get passed in the Senate because Israel funding got mixed in with something else that the Republicans didn't like, and then the Republicans came up with something that the Democrats didn't like, and this is absolutely ridiculous, okay? We have Hamas building tunnels, constant threat to Israel, constantly breaking ceasefires. I never understood the concept of a ceasefire. Ceasefires are supposed to be wanted by both sides so humanitarian aid could get to places, right? During these ceasefires, Hamas still fires rockets. I don't understand. People saying Hamas is a humanitarian entity. Pelosi said that. I don't really understand that. I'm really, really confused. This human shielding we're hearing stories about, weapons and Hamas hiding out in schools, etc., so that if there is a bomb, innocent people get... I don't understand that. I don't understand how that group thinks. I really, really don't. And peace is not just everybody laying low and being quiet. When something's quiet, any tactician, any general would say something's not right. Look at us as moms and dads, right? Kids are quiet. The second you hear quiet, you know something's up. And you know it's bad. You know those kids are doing something. All right? You know, because even you can say, no, but they went to bed. Nah. Okay. All right. For you guys that said that, okay, you obviously haven't had kids. When you have kids, the going to bed ritual is the most noisy, most screeching, hair-pulling experience. It is in our house every night. Go to bed. No, I don't want to go to bed. Go to bed. No, we got to get up early. Well, I don't want to go to school. I hate school. I hate school. I hate this house. I don't want to go to bed. I just want to play with my friends. Go to bed. I don't want to go to bed. Did you brush your teeth? Mom, no. Brush your teeth. Anyway, so going to bed is a very loud. So if it is finally quiet when they go to bed, no, that's not the peace and quiet I'm talking about. It's when you're home and all of a sudden you're like, uh-oh, I don't hear anything. And that's when the kids are sitting there going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know, coming up with something bad or trying to light a match or something like that. All right, so true. You know, things have been a little bit quiet in Gaza. Why? Why? Because they were building the tunnels. They were planning. They were strategizing. Can you imagine? How would we as America sit there knowing that somebody is right there, right on our border, just planning all the time? And you don't have Israel sitting there planning, okay, we're going to get this guy, we're going to get this guy, we're going to get this guy, innocent. You know, sitting there going, we're going to hit this village, we're going to hit this, we're going to hit this. No. So Israel has to constantly deal with that threat. And I agree, all these tunnels need to be destroyed. Okay, those tunnels aren't for defense. Those tunnels are for offense. I have no problem with any country wanting to defend themselves and then having artillery and bunkers and things like that. But when you have offensive tunnels and plants so you could come up and snag innocent people or soldiers, that's some frightening stuff. So my heart goes out to both sides where innocent people have been hurt and lives have been lost. And I hope for peace soon. But I think what I see in the news, some people are really getting this wrong. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 27.7 Dr.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.